This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two, and we're talking about space robots.
Space robots. Put a little pause in there. Daryl, we're talking about all kinds of things.
Right, but they are robots in space, so they're space robots.
But when you say it all together like space robots, it sounds like we're just doing a story about space robots, but there's so much more to it, Daryl.
Oh, there's so much, much more to space robots. Like, there are a lot of things involving space robots.
I know that, but it's not like a space robot football game or something like that. This
space
is
space alchemy.
Yeah, Daryl, you're trying
space AI.
There we go. Okay, now we're starting to open it up a little bit.
You know, mining things out of asteroids.
Right.
Possibly invading Titan because they have all that oil and they need freedom.
There you go. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Not really, but
possibly.
Could be.
It's all, hypotheticals at this point.
It is.
Like, space exists.
Right.
And robots exist, but currently space robots don't exist.
Yeah, but I think we have a natural curiosity as part of the human condition to want to know what's beyond the next hill. What else is out there that we could find out, and are we the only ones with any intelligence? Now, I know listening to the show,
sometimes I'm curious if there's intelligent life on Earth.
Sometimes I wonder if there's any intelligent life on this show. But
yes,
but the point
when
is taken,
here.
There we go. Your modesty. But it's that question. You know, we as a species, we want to explore. We want to know what's out there. And the question I've always had is, how do we get there? And traditionally, the idea is build a really big rocket. Really big rocket that can go really, really fast, that can propel things.
It's going to be the biggest rocket.
It's going to be terrific.
It's going to be huge.
Huge. But the idea that we built something so large and we're going to push it to close to the speed of light so human beings could actually, survive a trip to the closest star. They could be on board for 5-10 years. This idea is really more about, we don't necessarily have to go ourselves, but we could probably do things quickly if we did things robotically, and we might be able to colonize things that we find in preparation for humans to get there at a later time.
Can we call the first explorer space robots Lewis and Clark?
That's a great idea, Daryl.
It is a great idea.
I'm
glad I came up with it.
There you go.
So we've got a story here from CNBC about these space robots that may or may not need artificial intelligence.
Right. So what Made in Space, which is the company is doing right now, is creating a floating platform. It's going to be in low Earth orbit that will, it's going to basically be a factory made up of 3D printers to demonstrate that they can print things in 3D space. And the first things they want to begin to print are things like itself, but eventually things like full-blown satellites and things like that. Where I took us into this trip to the stars was to say, okay, if I can do that, and if I can collect mass along my route to another star, then maybe I could print other things, and maybe I could even replicate my printer. I could make more than one printer. I could build even more things. And then you could have more capability when you get to where you're going.
So I realize that, this is diverting off a little bit, but since you mentioned replication.
Sure.
Could this 3D space robot be a replicator? Like the Star Trek thing.
Well, yeah. And as science fiction has addressed this, and a lot of what we attempt is things that have been done in science fiction or talked about in science fiction.
Right.
But the idea is to come up with a 3D printer as part of a spacecraft that could eventually replicate itself. So then it becomes a replicator. If it can build itself again, it could build other things. And if we can do 3D printing, eventually down to the molecular, to the atomic level.
Right. So the space robot alchemist
could eventually replicate itself entirely. Now,
but could it, if I put a hamburger on the one side, could it use its space alchemy to make me an exact copy of that hamburger?
Right.
With extra bacon, cheese, and none of the veggies.
If you were to able to get two technologies to that point where you had AI that was capable of tremendous amounts of processing power, and you could actually start to build things atom by atom through a 3D printer, then yes, you could recreate a hamburger. Now, in common science fiction, they say that biological things are the hardest to reproduce because they're the most complex.
Right.
They may not work.
How many times did the scientists have to, try to make Dolly the sheep before they wound up with Dolly the sheep?
Exactly.
That didn't have, like seven arms and three heads.
Yeah. So if you can advance 3D printing to the point where you can gather materials and separate basically at the atomic level down to very small parts and reassemble them as what you need, that's really compelling, and particularly if you can, again, build a 3D printer with a 3D printer, which is going to be the most difficult thing to do because it needs all that intelligence that you're using
right.
for one, then the stars kind of open up to us, and we could do a lot other things. So I'm looking for calls from skeptics because I am throwing out some pretty crazy ideas.
I'm definitely skeptical, but I'm not a caller.
Well, you keep up your healthy skepticism. I'm just seeing this as a real alternative to the idea that we can simply build bigger and bigger and bigger until we propel ourselves to a certain point. I just don't see that as it's a step. You might do that once, but it's not practical.
Yeah, let's jump back into this article, and then hopefully they answer some of the questions that I'm not yet going to ask.
Sure. CNBC visited the Made in Space headquarters in Moffett Field in Mountain View, California. I've been there, believe it or not.
I've been to California.
I've been to Moffett Field to get a look at the Arachnaut and as engineers prepared it for thermal and vacuum tests and to speak with Arachnaut's creators. Aaron Kemmer, Made in Space's co-founder and chairman, said the company plans to have the Arachnaut launched and cranking out large items like trusses and reflectors for satellites within 5 years. Eric Joyce, a project manager, added that the Arachnaut should also be able to help astronauts repair their spaceships without having to improvise materials and take the kinds of risks that the Apollo 13 crew did back in 1970.
So no flying to the dark side of the moon unless that's specifically your mission?
Right. Ultimately, the company aims to use Arachnaut to build entire spacecraft, space stations, and habitats in orbit that can help get people to the moon and Mars, leapfrogging between structures along the way.
All right, so I'm sure there's somebody that is thinking of calling in to say, none of this can ever happen because space doesn't exist.
Oh, God, we need some calls from some flat earthers.
Can this Arachnaut thing take me to the underside of the flat earth to where I can see the belly of the turtle?
Belly of the turtle. Turtles all the way down. I'm hoping they call in because it's been a long time since I've taken a good flat earther call.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Investors are lining up to invest in space tech, pouring $3.9 billion into privately held companies last year, according to a report from Space Angels. Morgan Stanley forecasts the commercial space industry will triple in size by 2040. Now, the $3.9 billion doesn't include the, $2, $3, $4 billion that Elon Musk has got, courtesy of you, our taxpayers, for doing what he does.
So I'm curious here if any of these space companies have yet had an ICO, like create your own space robot coin, have an ICO, and then, just say smart contract and ICO, and the money just comes pouring in.
And we will print the coins in orbit. Why not?
Yeah, so, every time there's a new space alchemist robot that is created by these other space alchemist robots, that generates you know, like new coins or something.
I'm sure somebody listening is thinking of this already if they haven't before.
So but it's proof of robot?
There you go. But Made in Space is a rare bootstrap business that's growing fast in the industry. So far, the company has financed its operations with a series of government grants, revenue from research and development partnerships, and sales of its service or systems.
So I'm still curious about how these space alchemist robots are going to wind up working. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about robots, specifically space robots, possible alchemist space robots.
Now we're talking.
Well, we were trying to figure out the definition of robot, and Google defines, and maybe it's a robot that gave me this definition.
Probably.
I don't really know. I didn't talk to an Alexa or a smart Google thing or Siri, so I had to manually type this.
Mm-hmm.
A machine capable of carrying out a complex series of actions automatically, especially when programmable by a computer. So I think we've determined that a computer in and of itself is not a robot, but at what point a computer that is programmed by another computer becomes a robot is a little questionable.
Well, and if you look at your definition of robot is something that can perform complex tasks when programmed
right.
to do so. So software, in a sense, is also robotic.
Right. So
it only does what it's programmed to do.
One of the things you had mentioned was some kind of motion activation
right.
sort of thing. Does that make the thing a robot?
Yeah.
Excellent. Let me tell you about some robots that can help protect your home.
Ah, good
the
one, Darryl.
The Blink home security system. They're security cameras. They're wireless. I'm not really sure how wireless things work. Like, I'm sure there's a wire inside, but there's not a wire that you run from the camera itself.
You're being pedantic.
To another thing. Well, there are some people that'd be like, wireless, I cracked it open and saw a wire. Daryl lied to me.
Nobody would say that, Daryl.
Yeah,
only
somebody
would,
wind up saying that.
That scenario. But go ahead, please.
So these cameras, you don't have to wire them from the camera to something else, and you can get notified on your smartphone or some other wireless device whenever something walks in front of your Blink home security camera, or you can just wind up checking that thing out whenever you want to. And the Blink Cam live feed, again, allows you to monitor your home from your smartphone. And the best part, there's no contracts, there's no subscriptions. Here's the deal. You get three Blink security cameras for way less than what the other guys would charge, and you get an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, all one word. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
And we've been talking about the company Made in Space, who is working.
They make space robots.
Yeah, they're looking to launch 3D printers on their own satellite, which could begin cranking out parts like trusses and reflectors for other satellites. Their goal is to eventually produce actual satellites and actual spacecraft in space with 3D printing, which I think is pretty cool. And we've
and
talked
the
about
best part here is the Leapfrog game.
Right.
That they're hoping happens between the moon and Mars.
Yeah, the idea that if you could have 3D printers working on different parts and materials and things you needed, you could sort of set up different waypoints where they could sort of get the things that are broken or, you know, resupply certain items and things like that. It's a pretty interesting idea.
Now, sort of the most difficult thing is because the moon and Mars are not going to be perfectly aligned except for, you know, very short periods
right.
of time.
You're
going to
have, it's not like a standard, like our solar system has various Lagrange points, and those are points where the gravity from two bodies sort of equals itself, and you can rest an object in that without expending any fuel to keep it in place.
And as I understand, there are, is it four or five Lagrange points of Earth?
I couldn't tell you. I think it is four or five.
And there's one of those is on the complete opposite side of the sun from the Earth.
Right.
There are two on, I think, you know, what would basically be the east and the west side of the moon.
Right.
I think there's one behind the moon, and I forget if there's one between the moon and the Earth.
I'll Google it, but it is, you
but
know.
But in either case, you know, those are points that and there's some kind of calculation, and every celestial body has these things.
Sure.
But yeah, it's a spot where you can just sort of like hide out.
Or park. It's like a parking spot where you don't have to expend any fuel.
Free parking.
Exactly. Just like in the game Monopoly.
Yes.
I'm going to go back into this story.
Yes.
Because we only have a little bit more here. And again, this is coming to us from CNBC. Today made in space previously developed smaller 3D printers and installed them on the International Space Station. Those systems were used to make items that researchers aboard the ISS need to conduct science experiments, among other things. Today, it's expensive and challenging to even get small things into space. Every object must be strong and compact enough to fold into the fairing of a launch vehicle, Max Fagan, an aerospace engineer at Maiden Space, said. Many of those items can be made 10 times lighter and 10 times cheaper if they don't need to withstand the, quote, shake, rattle, and roll of a launch. Quote, it's absolutely essential step in the future of our species to inhabit every environment in the solar system that we can, Fagan said. Quote, it's not going to be done by importing everything you need from where you came from. It's going to be done by manufacturing what you need where you need it.
So one thing that he said here about the ability to make things, quote, 10 times lighter and 10 times cheaper if they don't have to withstand the shake, rattle, and roll of a launch.
Right.
Do you remember the, was it called Airship One or Spaceship One? The thing that won the original
X-Prize. Right.
To where that thing did not launch from the ground.
It was
taken
from
up,
a plane. Right.
Right, and released from a plane. And I'm surprised that there's not been more development in the space plane field.
Well, your Virgin Galactic, that's their model, too. So I think the one you're referring to is...
Yeah, but they've not gotten permits from anybody to actually be able to go into space, and we were supposed to have space hotels by now.
I think they're close. I think they're within a year or two before they're going to start... allowing people for the first time to be able to take their
own private
ride.
I don't think the FAA or NASA or whatever government agency that they've been needing to get permits from is actually going to wind up ever doing anything.
Well, number one, I'm not sure exactly where they're launching from. They may be launching from
New Mexico.
Is that where they're... Okay.
That's what I had heard.
Virgin Galactic.
The only other place, as I understand it, that is suitable for launching would be somewhere in, is it the Black Sea that's right off the coast of Ukraine?
Something like that. That would be off the coast of Ukraine. I'm going to dig into Virgin Galactic because it seems like every year or so, Bronson comes out and says, we are like literally 1 year away.
Yeah, they've been saying that so long that like I'm convinced it's never going to happen. I sadly am convinced that I will never be in space.
Well,
when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut.
The cost may be very high, but I like the fact
that... Oh, right.
That
if I had $20 million, I could pay the Russians. They'd send me into space. They'll send anybody into space if they got $20 million.
They'll do that. We'll talk a little bit about Virgin Galactic, too, but I like them because they, right out of the chute, said, yeah, we'll take Bitcoin.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not a Bitcoin millionaire, so don't know if I can afford to go into space on Virgin Galactic. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator Elizabeth Warren charges the president is ignoring the rule of law when he says he wants anyone entering the U.S. illegally to be sent back home without a chance to make a case in court. Warren was among lawmakers visiting detention centers over the weekend.
The question we ask many of them, here they sat in this cage. Were they glad they came? And for all of them, it brought smiles. And they said, yes, I am here in America.
In Brownsville, Texas, officials say a teenage boy has apparently run away from a detention center. Authorities are saying a 15-year-old immigrant is still missing and that his name is being put into a database of missing children across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind and talk with us. We are talking about space robots and space and robots and possible alchemist.
And tourism.
Tourism, yes. Yep. Robots with Tourette's, maybe. Again, you can join us. 855-450-FREE. The us in studio is Daryl.
And Chris.
And you can also join us on the Twitch, which is a place where you can go and you can watch the live stream, where we've got a thing that may or may not be a robot that watches us when we have certain things turned on, and then you can watch us as well. Twitch.freetalklive.com, and there's chat room built into that. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you get one free Twitch subscription each month. You do have to keep renewing that subscription. And then if you subscribe to us, and we would like you to do that, we do wind up getting a little bit of something, and it's no extra out of your pocket. So we were talking about this company called Made in Space and their idea for floating robot factories that will build satellite spaceships and other space robot factories, possibly.
Well, yeah, that's the end goal. But immediately, instead of us launching very complex and heavy things into Earth orbit,
yep,
what we could do is have a company like that manufacture those things in orbit so it doesn't have to put up to the with the stress of launch and all that good stuff. So for me it's exciting because I think 3D printing is a real key to space exploration.
And then that got us onto the topic of Virgin Galactic and space tourism, and I said I don't think it's ever going to happen. Just because I've been hearing about it for so long. And it's always right around the corner. Just like the economic collapse in the United States. In 6 months, the dollar's going to be worth zero, and the federal government's just going to collapse. So stock up on, you know, food, bread, rice, grains, this, that, the other thing, because it's all going to you-know-where.
Right.
So Six months, and it's been a decade that I've been hearing that.
So what's the first article I pull up when I'm searching for Richard Branson in a timeline? From space.com, Richard Branson won't fly in space in 6 months, Virgin Galactic president says. So, you know, based on their last projected time that they were going to be
ready
for
launch. What's the date on that article?
This was about 6 months ago, so call it October 13th, 2017.
I've got one dated June 21st of this year from spaceflightinsider.com.
And?
Headline, Virgin Galactic's VSS Unity could be just months away from first space flight.
Just months away.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah, I could be. Lots of things. You know, I could be an Olympian. I'm not one. It's probably not going to happen, but I could be.
Yeah. And,
so let's actually jump into this article and try to dissect it a little bit, like we've dissected those robots. Following a successful second supersonic test flight of the Virgin Supership, or rather spaceship, the VSS Unity, Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic spacecraft could be on the verge of becoming the first privately funded spacecraft to carry humans into space since Spaceship One some 14 years ago. Spaceship One made its initial flight in October 2004 after winning the $10 million Ansari X Prize for repeated flights of a privately developed reusable suborbital spaceship. The design of Virgin Galactic's VSS Unity is based on Spaceship One.
There we go.
On May 29th, just 54 days after completing the first successful supersonic flight of VSS Unity, the spacecraft was attached to its mothership, the VMS Eve, and taken to its launch point, 46,500 feet above the Mojave Desert, where it was released. Pilots Dave Mackey and Mark Forger Stuckey then fired the spacecraft single engine and headed aloft, burning its unique fuel mix of HTPB, a rubber-based solid fuel, and nitrous oxide. The spacecraft soared to an altitude of approximately 114,000 feet and reached a new top speed of Mach 1.9. The crew then deployed the spacecraft's unique feathering system to slow it down during the reentry, and then reconfigured the spacecraft to an aircraft an aircraft-like configuration to land back at the Mojave Air and Space Port. A news release from the company said, "It was great to see our beautiful spaceship back in the air and to share the moment with the talented team who are taking us step by step to space. Seeing Unity soar upwards at supersonic speeds is inspiring and absolutely breathtaking. We are getting ever closer to realizing our goals. Congratulations to the whole team."
That's interesting. So, again, it's still going back to the original XPRIZE, and that was won by the Scaled Composites, I think was the company. It was Burt Rutan's company. He's a well-known designer of aircraft, been around for decades and decades, and that was the design that Richard Branson goes with.
Right.
But, again, you know, it's just endless delay after delay after delay, and this is where he reminds me a little of Elon Musk. Yes, we are going to have the Model 3 Tesla out any day now.
Oh, and isn't Elon Musk supposed to be sending people to Mars in, like, 3.5 years or something?
Right, of course.
Yeah, let's continue this discussion, but first to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Carl calling in from New Jersey listening to us on 1450 AM. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks for taking my call. It's summer. Most all the schools systems in New Jersey are out. The teachers have summers off. But what I'm calling about, the last school big meeting, a little over a week ago, I'm sitting there, and they got all these young Spanish students there. And they're the dumbest ones, I'm telling you. They are so dumb. They can speak Spanish. They cannot read or write it. And Egg Harbor Township is teaching them how to read and write Spanish. And they get up there, and with great difficulty, they try to speak English. And I'm
Can I ask real quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know they're from Spain?
No. They look like they're from the southern border.
You started off by saying they're Spanish.
I assumed
you were able to look at them and recognize that they were from the country of Spain.
No, they look like they were from below the border. And they look that way. Yeah, and guess what? I have a feeling their moms and dads can speak Spanish and can't read or write it either.
So how do you know that they're not exchange students of some sort?
Well, because they didn't say they were.
Did you ask them, or did you just speculate because you saw somebody that might have looked a little different?
We're getting a little confused because he says they don't speak English, so you couldn't know
where they're from. We don't have exchange students that are that young. No. And here's
how young were these students?
Well, some of them they look like they're 7, 8 years old, and some of them are in high school. But and they're getting the Neckover Township's getting an award from Trenton, New Jersey, for their great model of teaching Spanish, not to people that speak English. No, the ones that speak Spanish. And so, how are they going to assimilate?
So they're teaching Spanish children how to speak Spanish.
No,
well, they teach American students how to speak English.
No. They're teaching them to read and write Spanish. They can speak Spanish. Oh, that's
right. But
dumb,
Carl, when I was in public school, I took 12 years of English that taught me how to read and write English.
So I guess what we're talking about here about
let me ask you a question. Are you going to model your schools after they cover towns of New Jersey and New Hampshire?
I don't want government schools to exist at all. Carl, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
That call just left me so many questions I wanted to ask him. I mean, it was just one thing after another.
Maybe the Alchemist space robots will be able to mind read at some point.
Figure out Carl.
Because AI.
Right.
Okay, Google. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind and speak with us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And I want to tell you about something aside from space travel that people have wanted for a long time. And that would be a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, there was one that was relaunched about a year ago called Liberty.menu. And, well, it's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. And listings, kind of like on Yelp, can be rated and reviewed. And there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. And one thing that is really nice about Liberty.menu that I found out about a week ago is that listings must be renewed every year. So it makes sure that what's listed is actually up to date and current.
Right. I just went through all that with them, and it wasn't hard. It wasn't complex. And I actually took the opportunity to upgrade my store's listing. So
nice.
We're actually tossing a couple bucks their way every month.
And use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. Jumping back into this article from Space Flight Insider, making the claim less than a week ago, that Virgin Galactic's VSS Unity could be just months away from its first space flight.
Well, and I just tweeted Richard Branson asking him to comment on this, too. So I may interrupt you, Daryl, if I get a tweet back from Richard Branson.
Yes, if there's breaking news of Richard Branson tweeting and saying, yes, Chris, you can go to space next month.
Yes, I feel that will be important to enough to interrupt you with.
Now, please also, aside from the use of the word could be, they also don't say commercial space flight. So it makes it sound as though the first space flight would be a test space flight, because all they've been doing thus far are various tests. where roughly 2 months ago, they had the first successful supersonic flight of the VSS Unity, and then sometime basically last week, or no, May 29th is when they did that second test, which was 54 days after the first test. Continuing on here again, Richard Branson made a statement in a news release saying it was great to see our beautiful spaceship back in the air and to share the moment with the talented team who are taking us step by step to space. Continuing on, the vehicle flew this last time with a complete set of 6-passenger seats and the related equipment needed to carry passengers.
Nice.
This changed the center of gravity of the spaceship as compared to the prior flights, making it closer to where it would be for actual passenger-carrying flights. Branson said the pathway that Unity is forging is one that many thousands of us will take over time and will help share a perspective that is crucial to solving some of humanity's toughest challenges on planet Earth.
Getting away from government.
Hopefully.
That would be mine. That's why I like the idea of spaceflight. I really do like the idea of leaving some of these ideas behind. I like the idea that maybe, just maybe, if we go on to colonize the moon, or we colonize Mars, or we just head off into the stars, that the ideas of liberty are going to go along with us.
What are your thoughts on Asgardia?
I don't know what that is, Daryl.
It's a... An attempt, if you will, to create a space nation.
Okay, so along the lines of seasteading or a million other... This is
yes.
Doing it in space. Okay.
So build a space station of some sort.
Right.
And Asgardians would be able to move onto the space station, I think.
Okay, why not? I think it's a wonderful idea.
They've got a constitution.
Of course they do.
So it's not a complete absence of government, but they are trying to,
right?
To some extent, do some kind of libertarian-ish sort of thing. I know a lot of libertarians that are excited about Asgardia.
Well, yeah, you can get excited about a lot of projects that we have, and there's projects to, buy some land from a country to create your own space free of government, and their ideas.
Could I buy the Mariana Trench?
You can have it, Daryl. If you want to live down there, 28,000 feet, be my guest.
Now I just
probably
need.
I think it's longer.
Now I just need a bunch of pumps and then pump out all of the water.
Talk to the flat earthers. You can pump it right over the edge. Over the edge.
You can't because there's the dome.
Well, they'll work with you on that. But the idea of creating a libertarian society, either on private land or on your own island or a floating sea, city in the sea. These are all great ideas, and I think any of them would go. The problem is number one, the amount of money that it takes to actually bring some of these things to fruition. And I dare say that without things like 3D printing, the idea of Asgardia is the most expensive proposal I've heard of yet.
Could we 3D print a yellow submarine?
Yes, Daryl.
And then all live in it. Because the Beatles envisioned that, 50 years ago.
See, now you're even being pedantic with Beatles songs. You are literally...
It's a form of seasteading.
Right.
It is a form of seasteading.
Yeah.
To 3D print a yellow submarine that we all live in.
But how do we get to that point? How do we get some group of people to be able to try this experiment? And those of us who believe in the ideas of liberty believe that it would be successful. The question is... In a world where every acre of the earth is under the control of some government, how do you get there?
I totally heard that in Epic Movie Voice Guy voice. In a world where every acre is controlled by government,
what do you do?
Let's go to the phones is what we're going to do, and we're going to talk to David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, how are you? There's a... A couple of things that I'm always stumped about with libertarians on this.
Sure.
First of all, I'm a Green Party, right? And so
We
basically try to stick with science, as opposed to politics.
Okay.
So that's where pollution comes in. And this is where the big lie about, Scott Pruitt is. He's saying that liberals are against pollution. No, anybody in their right mind is against poison in the river.
Right, agree with that.
Yeah, it's not a political issue if you want to stop somebody dumping raw waste into the drinking water. That's pretty pretty amazing. And the fact that government is not stopping it, and that there are aspects of government that actually give permits to do it, I mean, it's pretty profound.
And, let me throw a proposed, just a thought experiment out at you. I've got this parcel of land, and I know that for me to develop it into what I want to develop it into, which is going to be a huge homeless city, someplace to house people that don't have housing, and it's going to be, eventually, it's going to be able to be self-sustaining, and it will be able to grow its own crops, and we're going to do solar energy and all sorts of things like that. Okay? I'm talking utopian, but just, does that make sense so far? This is my dream.
Well,
this is what
like
I want to do.
What tribes have gone through for 10,000 years or as
okay.
long as humans have been around, right?
I understand. So I'm going to create this thing, but here's the rub. For me to spin this thing up, there's going to be some things that I need to do at the site, on the site, to be able to do it quickly, you know, within a couple of years instead of a couple of decades, and that's going to create a lot of pollution in the short term. Now, part of
What kind of pollution are you talking? Are you talking about something that's going to be around for 10,000 years, and then
I'm saying it's going to be
take responsibility for it?
It's going to be stinky stuff that's going to go into the river. That's going to go on for a couple years, and then after that, it'll be stinky factories for a couple years after that. But then as it ramps up, then the pollution decreases and it eventually pretty much goes to zero. According to the record of the industrial revolution, that's what happened there.
Well, I mean, are you for or against pollution? Let's say it that way.
I am very much against the idea of pollution, but I also understand for us to...
There's a difference between the idea of it and the actual stuff.
No, of course, everybody's going to say I don't want it in my neighborhood, and I don't want it in any neighborhood, but I also recognize that for some civilizations at certain points, they are going to be higher polluters than they want to be, and as they become wealthier, the pollution levels drop and decrease.
Hold on, David.
No, we'll bring you back.
We're not dropping you. Hold on. This is good discussion, and it's one that I don't think happens often enough to where, you know, it shows that libertarians aren't these, you know, kill all the animals and, you know, screw it all.
Only the tasty ones.
Yeah, but then you breed them and you make more of them.
That's right.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.